Okay, so I have another one of the organizers here with me, and I'm just going to ask you, what did you think about the protest today? Are you happy?
First, just let me clear up something. I'm not the organizer.
No, you're one of the people who was helped out here today.
Well, I'm actually happy. The turnout wasn't incredible, but that's what's to be expected in Belgium, where the Scientology is not that strong, and there's a bit less to fight for here. But anyway, it's also to show solidarity with the people demonstrating all over the world. Well, we were about 20 people here, and since we weren't allowed to demonstrate in front of the church directly for whatever reason, we decided to come here on the steps of Brussels Stock Exchange and do more of a information session and distribute a lot of flyers. And well, I think this is going okay.
Are you happy with you've spoken to a lot of people today? Have you convinced some people that Scientology is not as good as they may say?
Well, I think the main problem that I could see is people don't know what Scientology is. They think it's just another kooky pseudo-religion, and they have no idea of what it has actually done. And in that way, yes, a few people were feeling quite informed after we just gave them a basic rundown of the facts.
Yeah. You say also that you say we couldn't protest in the Wetstraat for whatever reason, so you don't really believe the reason that the police gave you, that it was to do with the European summit? And
I'm not willing to say it. I don't believe it. It's just that I don't know, and I don't want to make a big thing out of it, because in essence we don't, it's not that we don't care, but we don't want to run into trouble with Scientology. We would love to have a dialogue with the members of the Church of Scientology, but we're not there to have a confrontation. And so if we couldn't demo in front of their, because of some European summit that is done, I think, or because they decided to have some kind of open door day or some demonstration of their own, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we'll be back another day.
Yeah. Next time, will you prefer to go back to their headquarters or back here?
I think that both places have their advantages. Here, we were able to reach more people. There, it has a much stronger symbol, I think, because it's the European center of the church.
Do you think that the Belgium justice, they want to prosecute Scientology because they believe they have several charges against them, isn't it?
Yes, they do. Essentially, I'm having trouble saying this in English because all the charges are in French, but I'm not going to go into what they're accused of, but yes, hopefully the instruction part of the process ended in last October or November, and hopefully they will go to trial soon. Yeah. Now, when we're in Belgium, you never know.
it might take
years still, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Do you think that an organization like that deserves to have an headquarters in what is the central street in Belgium? Pollux, they have a very symbolic value as well with their European headquarters.
Sadly, the buildings there are not given away out of merit. They're basically sold, and they have enough cold hard cash to buy one. Thus, they have one there. Do I feel good about them having such a nice building there? No, it's a crime against architecture. It's essentially a big nasty spot on the face of Brussels. Yeah. But it's a free country. They have enough money, they can buy the place. I just hope that one day they won't have enough money to keep such a place.
Yeah. Well, it's not just about the building. Of course, they're very close to the European Union. And do you think that they might, you know, lobby the European Union or things like that?
They might try. They actually have tried infiltrating several administration, be it through their Citizen Committee for Human Rights or their anti-drug group Narconon, or any number of company, even some IT company under that were labeled under the WISE, the worldwide, I don't know what, Scientology organization. Well, they have tried filtering, they have tried lobbying, but I think that what we're doing today is very important because people know what Scientology actually is, they won't listen to them anymore.
Okay. Can anyone join you? Do you have to know a lot about Scientology to become a protester?
Well, there's no membership, there's no secret handshake. If you feel like you recognize yourself in our fight here, just show up and people will welcome you as soon as you're willing to help. People are, everybody is welcome.
Yeah. Do you know, is anyone here because of personal reasons, because they have had bad experiences with the church itself?
I think that here it's mostly young people that got onto the cause thanks or because of the internet. We haven't been contacted yet by ex-Scientologists. I would sure like for it to happen, but not yet.
Yeah, okay.
So if anybody is out there and wants to make his voice heard, his or her voice heard, just show up, come on the forum, come on ISC, and we'll help you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.